Listening 118. Listen and read.
Around the World in 80 Days. Phileas Fogg and his assistant, Passepartout, arrived at the station in Bombay just in time to catch the train to Calcutta. The train was quite busy. Fogg and Passepartout sat in a carriage with another man. The man's name was Sir Francis Cromarty. He was English, but he lived in India. He told Fogg many things about the customs, history, and people of India as they travelled. Fogg told Sir Francis about his plan to travel around the world in 80 days.
"What a strange way to travel," thought Sir Francis. "How can you learn about the world when you race around it in 80 days?"
After an hour, the train was outside the city, and the men saw fields, villages, farms, forests, mountains, and jungles from the train window. Passepartout felt nervous. He wanted Fogg to complete his journey in 80 days, but there was still a long way to go. Passepartout worried every time the train stopped or moved slowly. But Fogg was very calm. He didn't worry at all. At 8 o'clock the next morning, the train stopped in a small village. The conductor walked along the train and called to the passengers.
"No more railway! This is the end of the journey!"
"Where are we?" asked Sir Francis.
"Colby," answered the conductor. "We stop here."
"But we have tickets to Calcutta," said Sir Francis.
"The railway isn't finished," said the conductor. "It doesn't go all the way to Calcutta yet."
"Our boat leaves Calcutta in 3 days," said Fogg. "We must find a way to get there." Fogg, Sir Francis, and Passepartout went to look for some transport. Fogg and Sir Francis were not lucky, but Passepartout found something.
"Look, Mr. Fogg," he said, "it's an elephant. We can ride to Calcutta on an elephant."